But then there's also the marketing costs that would go on top of that.
And then marketing costs, but we run co-ops to get those, though.
Right.
See, we haven't really spent too much out of our own pocket, to maybe $500 or $1,000 at the most since we even started, out of company money to market.
Okay. So the majority of it would be co-ops and
Yeah, we run co-ops, and we give them leads and this and that. We run special incentives. If you go to robotreply.com, Terry, if you want to get a good idea of how to real good co-ops ran, this is something we were planning for 6 weeks before we ran it. And to, you know, one with all kinds of incentives and everything else and how we did it, go to robotreply.com/marchmadness.htm.
Okay.
If someone goes there, they'll see exactly how we run the co-op.
Okay, super. That was my next question is yeah. Maybe we explain what a co-op is, but now we know. We can go directly and find out.
Absolutely. I could still tell you what it is. Basically, what it is let's say you want to get an ad out for $5,000. It's a killer ad that's just going to get tons and tons and tons of sales. You know it is, too. You just have to get the money for it.
Yep.
Let's say the company doesn't want to spend their own money. What we'll do is we'll say, okay, we'll open up 100 slots at $50 a piece so you can get a percentage of the traffic from this ad. All the URLs get added in a URL rotator, which Robot Reply happens to offer as one of their tools.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is they enter them all in the URL rotator. You know, basically, that's what happens. So they all get a little percentage of the traffic from that, and instead of getting it all, you know, like one guy spending $5,000 or whatever for the ad, so they all get a little percentage of the traffic, and it's an awesome concept.
That sounds really so. If, for example, if I want to go in, I'd like to spend $5,000 in advertising, but I don't have $5,000, so I would go in and sign up with.
Well, basically, if you own a company and you had a bunch of affiliates, you would say, hey, you would run a co-op, you'd put up a little web page and have everybody pay you $50 a piece through PayPal, give them their affiliate username, then you plug them in, their URLs into this little software called the URL Rotator, which RobotReply.com has, and then what you would do is promote one URL in the eZine. And the traffic would be distributed equally to these 50 people. Because you could assign people weights. Also, with the software, let's say somebody wanted to buy 3 slots at $50 a piece and spend $150.
Right.
You could put, you know, let's say Joe spent bought 3 slots and Jill bought 2 slots. You could put Joe in for his 3, a weight on him is 3,
yeah.
And put Jill a weight on her as 2. You could put a 2 weight on Jill and a 3 weight on Joe, and the software will just kind of like go through each URL and randomly give the hits for that, which is kind of a cool thing.
Very cool.
I actually have standalone software that we've made for it that's really, really super high-end deluxe stuff. I just haven't had a chance to get it out yet.
So that's another product you'll be selling as well?
Eventually, yeah, when I get it out. It could be a few months, but I got someone working on it, though. I mean, off and on, but I got all it really needs is help files.
So that's really an absolutely super product for an affiliate manager, then?
It would be awesome. It would be invaluable. I mean, even if we charge $300 for it, which you probably wouldn't, we'd probably charge like $97 at least or something.
Yeah.
But even if we charge maybe $197, haven't decided because it's really good software. Think about it. I mean, if they 4 orders of $50 a piece and they made their money back for advertising.
When it comes out, send me an email because you've got your first customer.
Oh yeah, totally. And you can also use it on Robot Reply right now if you needed it for something.
Yeah.
Just part of your membership. But you can actually go on a $1 trial for 30 days at Robot Reply, which is a cool thing. So you could try it out for 30 days without even committing. So anybody with a dollar in their pocket should head on over to robotreply.com.
I think I'll go.
Awesome. I sold you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not even good at over-the-phone sales. That's not my specialty. My specialty is blasting eZine ads out to millions of targeted prospects and never getting on the phone. That's my specialty.
Well, that works well, too.
But if I can tell someone on the phone, then why not? Right?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Now, you are... In addition to being a very successful affiliate, you're also an affiliate manager then, right?
Yeah, right now I'm doing Robot Reply and I'm doing, you know, stuff from that. And you know, it's making me $9,000 to $10,000 a month right now. But I expect that to go up because March Madness was all about collecting $17,000 for eZine advertising, which we haven't even started placing the ads out yet. We're waiting for a day or two on First Alert Leads to get all that tweaked out and get the little minor bugs worked out.
Right.
Because we want to put First Alert Leads in the ad as well at the bottom, like a PS statement. So when we start sending this $20,000 of ads, First Alert Leads will benefit as well. And we think this will be our jump into the seven-figure zone.
Oh, beautiful.
So we use their co-op money to jump us into seven figures, which I think is a genius idea.
Absolutely.
Because we were able to, you know, I figure if I can get to a seven-figure business in 6 months, and we're already only on month four, so I got 2 months to do it, which means I'm kind of on the, I guess you could say it's crunch time.
You're on the hot seat.
Yeah, it's crunch time, exactly. If I could do that, then I could say, then I could say I started building a seven-figure business from scratch, you know, and I did it in 6 months and without using too much advertising money of my own. Maybe a grand.
Fantastic.
You know, and, you know, sure, it costs some money for the graphics to get the site developed. I go to Von Davidson on that, killercovers.com.
Uh-huh.
KILLERCOVERS.com. He's got a great deal for that.
Okay. Well, that's a good. We're filling the whole audio with resources as well. This is great.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, as far as affiliate, how many affiliates do you have over all the programs that you offer?
I would say we have right now. We have about. I would say how many affiliates do we have? I would say we have.
Kind of just ballpark figure.
Yeah, about 1550. For these are active members too. These aren't, you know, these are paying members.
Uh huh. 15.
And that's Robot Reply, right?
Oh, wow.
The First Alert leads, we moved over the whole database into First Alert leads, but they're not obligated to pay a monthly fee unless they physically do it again for leads or whatever. We expect another 20 to 30 grand a month coming out of that, which would basically put us right at seven figures or close to it, you know?
Fantastic.
Not exactly seven figures, but, you know, and remember, that is gross, and that doesn't count, you know, any overhead or net profit. And the gross then will be about 15, 20 a month. I expect our... No matter how big we get,
yeah,
even if we get to 1,500 or, you know, 150, 200 grand a month, our gross will probably end up being anywhere from, I'd say, 15%, maybe 20% at the most.
Wow.
But not, no way more than 20%.
Yeah.
But especially if we're using, yeah, exactly, especially using other affiliates' money to advertise, so that would be
exactly
good. I think if I can just get in the hang of, you know, keep running these co-ops and keep using their money to and hit these different lists and stuff like that, we'll become very, very, very successful. Because none of the other autoresponder services are doing that. You know, there's some good established autoresponder services out there. They've been around for years and years, but they're not growing as fast as we are.
Yeah.
We are the number one fastest growing service at this time. And we're also, and that's what's interesting about this. So if I keep hustling, I think I can actually, I might have a chance to pass them all up. I don't want to commit to that. You know, and if I don't, I'm not going to lose much sleep over it. But
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try. So.
Yeah, but you have a very unique concept where the you know, it's not just an autoresponder.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just an autoresponder. It's an opportunity to earn free leads, and it's also an opportunity to participate in co-ops, and it's opportunity for people. See, when we run co-ops, we're actually teaching people how to run co-ops, and they
yeah.
know that, and they're willing to spend $100 or $170 even to just to be part of this whole thing,
yeah.
just to see what the heck's going on, and you know, and. You got to remember, I've had some bad run-ins with other businesses and, you know, bad partners and other things before. And so when I started Robot Reply, we did it from scratch. I mean, I didn't do it with a lot of my old contacts in the network marketing industry. A lot of people, and this is one myth I want to clear up, Terry.
Yeah.
And this is something that's going to help anybody, you know, make it here in the long run in this industry, is don't think just because you had a bad business dealing on one thing and you lost all your contacts, supposedly, that you can't bounce back, because I've proven you can, you know?
That's
I mean,
a good point.
I mean, people can take everything away from you online, and if you know what you're doing, you know, and you do everything the right way, and you have the skill level. See, everything I did with Robot Reply was all based on skill that I had. It wasn't luck or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just based on knowing how to run co-ops, knowing how to where to go to get the interface done, knowing where to get the right programmer. I mean, it's a whole bunch of skill that made this thing work. And it's everybody doing their part. It's not just me working. It's Bob's working pretty hard, and if not harder than me. And Sam, he's probably working harder than both of us put together.
So that's really, I think that's a good point. To
and he's a programmer in India, but you got to remember how much money stretches in India.
Yeah.
You know, and if someone's looking for a programmer for a project, they can go to Elance.com or Renacoder.com. There might be other sites out there. Those are the two I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
We found Sam because I guess Bob was working with him for a few years before. You know, I met him or whatever. So I guess he's the one that kind of brought me in the Robot Reply deal as a partner after finding out where, you know, my skill levels and stuff like that.
Super.
Because I could do a lot of internet marketing stuff he can't do.
Right.
And he could do a lot of networking stuff that I can't do. You know, because I'm not very good on the phone with people comparatively to him, you
right.
know.
So it's a good
I mean, I'm good for internet marketing interviews like the ones we're doing where I'm doing a lot of the talking, this and that, but he's really good at negotiating, and I tend to jump the gun on stuff like that
yeah.
sometimes.
So what's kind of the a day in the life of Brian? How does a day kind of progress for you? You get up in the morning and what happens then?
You get up in the morning and you basically that's what you do. You get up in the morning and
what time do you get up?
God, you know what? It's like, what day is it? You know what I mean? It's like different times every day. I work weird hours. And a lot of times I like to work during the night because it's more peaceful.
Yeah.
There's not my phone's not ringing off the hook.
People calling you for interviews, for example?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I like to do that stuff during the day so I can free up my night.
Yeah.
So if there's any extra work to do, I pump it out through the night. I don't like to work during the day. It's not just that. It's you know, my roommate, you know, it's maybe my... You know, my mom calls, wants me to come over. I mean, whatever. It just see, whenever I get distracted, I don't like to work on stuff, especially stuff that takes thinking and planning when I'm distracted, you know? I like to spend time where I can actually sit there alone in my room and think about nothing but getting that work done.
Right. So you're a night owl.
I'm a night owl.
Oh, that's cool. I'll just give you the one last question, Brian, then I'll let you go.
Oh, okay. No, I've got plenty of time.
Okay, super. Well, I only have one question left.
Oh, that's it? That was quick. Okay.
Well, you talk really fast.
Yeah.
If you basically, you know, somebody again, they're going to come online.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could take us step by step, what would you do?
You know, it depends on how much money they have. You got to remember, Terry, that some people coming online aren't hurting too bad. I mean, they're maybe making $3,000-$4,000 a month, you know, with their business, but want to eventually work to make a full-time income.
Well, let's actually...
The average disposable income of people online is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, around $40,000 a year. So...
Okay. Well, let's actually... That's a really good point, because we've taken kind of the low end. We look at somebody who's...
Yeah, I mean, you know, someone homeless on the street using a library computer, you know, I mean, it's kind of good to cater to that, just in case, because there are some people that complain they don't have anything, they couldn't pay their phone bill last month and all that. You know, it's good to cater to those people because there is a method to get them there as well.
Yep.
It takes a little longer, but most people, I think, are pretty comfortable spending at least $1,000 to get their online business started. If they're not, in my opinion, they're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what would we... Let's take a look at that person as opposed to the
low-end. Yeah, I think that's the majority of the person. You know, your majority person, but I would say, have at least $1,000. When I started online, I was very poor. I mean, I remember I was telling you I wasn't making any money. I was living in my home and all that. Even then, I was able to get about $1,000 from my parents. You see what I'm saying? I think anybody can get $1,000 from somewhere if they need it. So I like to use $1,000 marker when people ask me these kinds of questions, only because anyways. But yeah, if someone has $1,000, that's how I would just suggest, you know, possibly paying somebody, maybe not even paying somebody. I would learn two places that I think everybody should go before they even start marketing online is Education to Go to learn and take some computer classes. And I think they should do this before they even start online. And I think that's a problem with most people is they go online and spend money for web design, they spend money for this, they spend money for that. And if they, I think so everyone should spend 5 to 6 months getting some technical education so they can do everything themselves, all the basic stuff, you know. So they're really not spending money for anything. I think one of the other big tips I would recommend, especially if they don't have a lot of money to start, is there's going to be tons and tons of software always for sale. And that includes my software. For this, for that.
Yep.
I only like to develop stuff I think is going to be very, very useful. I wouldn't even like to put it out. But, I mean, there's search engine submitters, there's this and that. Don't buy everything you see. For crying out loud, you'd be broke in a week.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, that's one thing you should never do. And stick to your own stuff. Don't get involved in everybody else's stuff, you know? And you know, I'm a very popular marketer, as you know. I've gotten so many, you know, nasty emails from people that are mad because I don't do the same, you know, mistakes they do, and they're jealous because I reach the next level and they don't, and then they get pissed off, you know? And they write me an email, sometimes cursing emails, you know? Because they're, you know, because I, you know, and a lot of it's just plain jealousy.
People are amazing. Absolutely unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody then came on with $1,000, they went in, got themselves some education, did the process properly, took about 5 months and got the education, the next step then would be develop their own product?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, that one thing would be getting a good education. The next step would be, developing their own product. Yeah, because I mean, you should all. There's two types of ways to go in internet business. Okay, you could make money by promoting an affiliate program, but the problem is that money will be, you know, made and gone and spent when the company's gone. Companies on the internet come and go, but the only way to make it on the internet and stay around is to have your own business.
Right.
Everybody should have something that they own outright, their own business. And I'm not saying it has to market business opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. I mean, I think people that do that nowadays with all the business stuff out there, it's just kind of saturated with that.
Yeah.
And do I think they can't make thousands of dollars? No, I think anybody could probably make thousands of dollars if they put out something good. That'll never stop. Okay. I don't think there'll ever be a saturation point per se, because it all depends on how good the product is and how they market it.
Yeah.
You know, and that all depends on how much time and money you have. See, there's two variables to work with: time and money. You know, the more time you have, the less money you need. Okay,
yep.
And if you could, because you could do it all yourself eventually, but it'll take a lot more time. And if you've got a lot of money, shoot, you could just say, okay, here's a graphic guy, get them all, do the little tasks, you know, coordinate it, boom, you can have a project out in 3-4 months, a good one,
yep.
And you did pretty much nothing.
So if you can afford, you go and get the education, get somebody to develop.
Yeah, but if you learn, let's say, for example, ed2go.com mm-hmm. is one of the websites to go to. The other website to go to is www.hwg.org, HTML Writers Guild. Okay? Those are two places that will teach you, for $25 to $50 a class, basically how to learn HTML, how to do web graphics, how to do, you know, just basic stuff. That you should know as an online marketer. But so many of these new online marketers outsource this stuff and pay people hundreds, even thousands of dollars to build websites when they could spend $50 for a course and did it themselves.
Right, yeah.
And you got to remember something that's really, really important. Paying per lead is a good site, but it's not a super-duper fancy site. I'll admit I liked the project and the idea, so I went ahead and spent $600 for the graphics.
Yep.
But in all honesty, I didn't have to. I could have set it up just as good and made probably at least just as much money or close to it just by setting it up without graphics if I really wanted to. And you don't need graphics on one-page, you know, mini-site-type sales letters. You don't need them. It's good to have them. You know, I like them because it makes it look better.
Yeah.
But you don't really need them. I mean, you could still sell, you know, product after product. You know, it's all about how much traffic you get to it. You don't really need that stuff.